A superior court judge today dismissed a pebble-backed lawsuit against a regional seafood development association in Bristol Bay. It's a legal victory for the association, which was sued by six of its members last month. KDLG's Izzy Ross has more.
Judge Yvonne Lamore ruled that the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association was within its authority to fund groups opposed to the proposed pebble mine. This decision comes a week after the Dunleavy administration threw its support behind the plaintiffs. Last month, with the financial backing of Pebble Limited Partnership, six commercial fishermen sued the association. They challenged more than $250,000 in funds it had spent in contracts with the United Tribes of Bristol Bay and Salmon State, two groups that advocate against Pebble. Claims against those groups, which were co-defendants in the lawsuit, were dismissed as well. BBRSDA had filed a motion to dismiss the case in April. Attorney Scott Kendall says the ruling affirmed the association's right to take a position on Pebble.
And said that they were well within their mission to comment on and even oppose Pebble Mine through this process, and that their mission of promoting and protecting Bristol Bay seafood was well served by what they were doing, and that really completely agreed with the position of BBRSDA, which is that they and their board are free to choose the methods by which to protect their fishery.
Kendall says a ruling in favor of the lawsuit would have been, quote, absurd.
Their result would be BBRSDA would have to ignore the existence of Pebble Mine, pretend like it doesn't exist for purposes of marketing their salmon.
The ruling focused on the scope of the association's mission to promote Bristol Bay seafood. The fishermen who sued the association don't view funding groups opposed to Pebble as part of BBRSDA's purview. But the judge agreed with the defendants, holding that state statutes define promotion in broad terms.
Well, you know, I'm very disappointed in the judge's decision to dismiss the lawsuit.
Abe Williams is one of the plaintiffs in the case. He has been a commercial fisherman for almost four decades and works for Pebble as the director of regional affairs. He still believes BBRSDA's activities regarding Pebble are outside its mission.
I personally want them marketing my salmon, but I think United Tribes and Salmon State and commercial fishermen alike that want to comment on the proposed Pebble mine could certainly do so, at their own expense, and not necessarily mine.
Williams says that if the association doesn't change their approach, he would like the option to leave and put the 1% tax he pays toward his own business efforts. He and his fellow plaintiffs are now deciding their next move. They have 30 days to file an appeal. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.